What's going on, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Cosmatch Wrestling Recap. Let's get right into a chaotic Monday Night Raw that saw champions walking out. Matt, what happened?
This show just finished up. It's 11:01 p.m. So apparently a few hours before Raw, we're supposed to have a six-pack tag team match with Naomi and Sasha Banks, the current WWE Women's Tag Team Champions, against two other tag teams. I guess when the two heard about the main event, about what was supposed to go down, they went into John Laurinaitis's office and threw the tag titles on the desk and left the arena. So we'll get to this a little bit after, but Becky Lynch was kind of going crazy backstage talking to Adam Pearce. Why all of a sudden that abrupt change? So they kept that in the script. I don't know why they didn't completely scrap it. Maybe they didn't have enough time. But Raw kicks off nonetheless. Bobby Lashley versus Omos. This was a steel cage match. So we were all hyped to see this. Cedric Alexander actually running down to attacking Bobby Lashley during his entrance. But the bell finally rings. Both men, Omos and Bobby Lashley, stuck inside the steel cage. It was a good fight, I will say. Let's just say the strength of Omos, dude, is scary. He just picked up Bobby Lashley out of midair like a fly. It was even nuts. MVP taking a shot through the cage with his little stick to Bobby Lashley's neck while the ref was distracted. But it was much better for, you know, a showdown between these two than a traditional match that we've been treated to. Cedric Alexander coming back down to the ring, jumping on top of the steel cage as Bobby Lashley wanted to escape. Bobby Lashley suplexes him off the top of the steel cage into the ring canvas. This really has nothing to do with what happened at the end of the match, but the big Omos takes Bobby Lashley, and like the first time in the beginning of the match, he threw him against the steel cage. Nothing really happened, just a lot of pain and hurt. Second time, Bobby Lashley went through the steel cage, literally, if you look on the screen here.
Oh, yeah.
He went through the cage and his both feet touched the floor. So Omos was pissed about this, but you know what? It's kind of like karma, but I feel like it was a good way to really scripted this to end. It kind of gave a leeway to continue this rivalry fairly.
Oh, dude, this was a hell of a way to kick off the show. Like you said, I think this is a perfect way to build the rivalry. These both men look absolutely strong and dominant, and I think this is exactly what they need, and it's helping keep the rivalry fresh for sure.
It is. Let's talk about a rivalry that's got to keep fresh. Mustafa Ali. So Mustafa Ali was set to take on Austin Theory, the United States champion. Everybody assumed this was the next match as Theory comes out talking smack before Ali does, but Mustafa makes his entrance, Theory revealing that The Miz would be the special guest referee. Then Theory revealed Ali would actually be fighting Veer Mahan. So,
oh boy.
Yeah. But Miz, just shenanigans. You know what actually happened though? Veer Mahan, he actually looked pretty good in this match. I'm not going to lie. I will not lie. He turned the match into his favor and just punished Ali. Ali took a nice L. But you know what? All three men, Miz, Veer, and Theory, took a selfie as Theory was beating up Ali. And who comes out of the ring? The Mysterios come down to save
Ali's ass. It was great to see them, man. It really was.
You know what? I liked this, and they were waiting the perfect moment and do it with Ali. So I think we're going to get a six-man tag team match at Hell in a Cell. As so, what I'm thinking, Ali and the Mysterios versus Austin Theory, Miz, and maybe Veer Mahan. I don't know.
Dude, Veer looked absolutely great, man. Way better than the squash matches he's been having. So if this is what he's going to be as a big man in WWE, it's got me really excited.
For sure, but the pop for the Mysterios was phenomenal.
Oh, absolutely.
The feud between the Usos and RK-Bro continued this week. Singles match, Jimmy versus Riddle, before this coming Friday, the Unification Tag Team Championship match. It's been confirmed. Riddle took the fight to Jimmy. Jay ended up coming and trying to, you know, pull shenanigans ringside, trying to help his brother cheat with a pinfall, but he actually got through to the back by the ref. But before he could go to the back, Riddle scored a win with an inside cradle very quickly, and Riddle just escaped before both men could kind of attack him. But let's just say the finish was not too creative, but the match was pretty good. And you know what? Whenever Riddle's in the ring, dude, he could sell.
Oh, dude, I was talking to my buddy Sal about this. I would be very excited to see Riddle go on his own singles run. I think we're going to see that sooner rather than later, because after this title unification bout that we're going to have coming up, I think we're going to start to see the dysfunction of RK-Bro and them break up. So Riddle in the singles run, I'm here for it. I love Randy. I want to see him back in the main event. I just love RK-Bro, man. I do.
Yeah, I feel this is going to go on for a while. I think they're going to keep pushing this because their revenue is probably through the roof with the RK-Bro product. The
RK-Bro 420, man. You know it.
You got to love it. Let's move next, continuing along. We're already halfway done with the show almost. Finn Balor and AJ Styles, they approached Liv Morgan in the back as she was approached by Los Lotharios, if they want to do a kiss cam and all that
stuff. Did I forget that they were on, man? I totally forgot,
but you know what? It was perfect. They were booked. So they told Liv Morgan, you know, we're going to invite you ringside. Judgment Day, they cut a promo, phenomenal promo. Everybody to bow down to them, that everybody needs to follow them. So Styles and Balor versus Los Lotharios, Liv Morgan ringside. Styles and Balor, beautiful win. Balor able to pick up the win for the coup de grace. Since Judgment Day, they didn't show up. I was surprised about that. But Morgan's presence was, it was kind of somewhat unnecessary in the end. But they did the, you know, the little too sweet. But you know what? Maybe we'll get a six-man tag team match at Hell in a Cell. Right? The Judgment Day versus Finn Balor, AJ Styles, and Liv Morgan. It honestly works perfect.
Oh, dude, absolutely. You know what? I heard some craziness, though. I heard Finn Balor might be turning heel on AJ Styles and actually joining Judgment Day.
I heard about that, too. I could see it. The type of, you know, dark gimmick that Finn Balor still has.
Oh, have him be in that demon costume, man. That would be awesome.
That would be phenomenal. I've heard.
I see what you did there. Phenomenal. I see what you did there.
Yeah, you see. But we'll see what they decide to do. Little Miss Bliss, Alexa Bliss, is in action next against Sonya Deville for a rematch after last week's culmination. Alexa Bliss just destroying her. This match was just short, quick, whatever. Bliss hits her signature DDT for the win. But you know what? Whatever. Alexa Bliss is back. Her music is new. Her entrance is
I don't like it. I don't like it.
It's very oddly vocalized. Whatever, let's move forward. Cody Rhodes cuts a beautiful promo. But before this, Ezekiel's test results with Chad Gable and Otis is confirmed with Kevin Owens in the back. The results are invalid. There's barbecue sauce that was used to take as a sample of DNA. It was just a shit show. Okay, moving forward, Cody Rhodes cuts a phenomenal promo. Basically, he is the American Nightmare, no more the American Dream, whatever he called himself way back when, but challenging Seth Rollins to Hell in a Cell. So we knew that was coming. But what we had next, Chad Gable taking on Ezekiel, Kevin Owens on commentary. This was just great. Zeke was able to get the win when he reversed the pinning combination. The last minute of the match had a couple of hiccups, but most of what we saw was very good. Kevin Owens was just pissed. And Kevin Owens is just phenomenal on commentary. It really is. He's just great.
What I want to know was, where's Kevin Owens' older brother? What was his name? Clark, something like that.
Clark Owens or something like that.
I forget. But where was he to back up his younger brother, Kevin, man? I don't know.
You know, I don't know. But let's move now to the main event, right? So I talked about Naomi and Sasha Banks, the women's tag team champions, walking out of WWE this afternoon.
So strange, man. I've never seen anything
that was very strange. But we see Becky Lynch take on Asuka, and the winner of this match takes on Bianca Belair at Hell in a Cell. So Bianca Belair was ringside. This was a good match. Asuka won the match by blowing green mist into Lynch's face before hitting a big kick to the head for the pin. Lynch tried to attack her with an umbrella, so it was kind of justified. But yeah, you know what? It was good. They had Bianca Belair in a little bit of a hiccup. I think it was Asuka Becky threw Asuka into Bianca, got Bianca pissed off, but hey, ended up backfiring. Asuka got the win. Asuka going against Bianca Belair. So Asuka's going to get her baby back after Becky Lynch relinquished it to her just a few years ago for being a mother. But this was a pretty good Raw, very well thought out. I just can't believe it happened with the women's tag team championships.
Yeah, dude, we're gonna have to see what Vince does about that. I don't see him releasing a superstar as great as Sasha Banks. Maybe Naomi will be on the chopping block. I don't know, but this is certainly something that I've never seen in WWE before. It's going to be interesting to see what happens on the days to come. And
especially if they get rid of Naomi, who's going to, I don't know. But maybe they won't even do that. We're going to have to
wait and see, man. But let us know what you guys thought about the show. Always like, comment, subscribe. And Matthew and I will see you Saturday with a SmackDown recap. Peace out.
Unification Championship titles. We're going to see. I'm rooting for RK, bro. Everybody knows it.
Oh, yeah, me too. I think we all know the Bloodline's going to win, but maybe Randy will hit an RKO out of nowhere. All right,
peace out. Peace. Come on and fight back.